Project Management Insights, providing project managers with professional development in the interpersonal skills areas of leadership, team building, and communication. Hi, and welcome to this episode of Project Management Insights. Do you go into a project being fearful of making a mistake or not being successful? Probably more fearful of making a mistake or fearful that you've made a mistake if it tends to have happened and you're already partway through your project. I want to talk to you about that today because it was interesting having a recent conversation with Jennifer Jones about the fear of the project sponsor, and it had me think about what happens to us as a project manager when we're working on a project and that fear arises for us. I think there's times when, or I know there's times when I've been a project manager on a project and I have a very, what I'm going to call a strict sponsor, someone that's very controlling, that wants to understand what's going on every moment of the day. And I was fearful that I was going to do the wrong thing, that I was going to make a mistake, and that that person was then going to blow up and ultimately I would lose my job. Or I would be seen in a bad light and badmouthed by everybody in my very large organization. And I think that's just about that's just as bad or worse than even losing my job at one level. And that fear then plays out in the way that I am very protective of the information that I have. I am very, on alert all the time with my team and overprotective or overcontrolling of what they do, not effective at all. It has the reverse effect. And yet for me, it feels like the only space for me to work in because I'm protecting my own ass, my own back. I'm trying to protect myself more than anything. And therefore, when that happens, I become very insular in my view of the project and the project team, the members of the team, even the outcome, because all I'm focused on is that delivery at the expense of conversations, at the expense of relationships, at the expense of, I think, even harmony within the team, if that's the right way to put it. And so is it valuable for me as a project manager to be in this space? The ultimate answer is no, because when this happens, all that happens is I'm actually sending the team away. I close off the team. I don't know the word for it, but it's like I'm deciding that I don't want to be part of the team in that space. I shun the team and the team effort, and I'm shutting them down and shutting them off, and I'm not including them. There's no connection, very much disconnection, and that's not valuable. And it's not valuable because everybody wants to feel part of the team environment that's working towards the ultimate goal. Everyone wants to be communicated with and clearly understand what's happening and what's going on. Everyone wants to be clear on what the goals are, what the outcomes are, and how they play a part in that. And if I'm shutting that down and not providing that information, that visibility that Jennifer talked about, then it's not helping. It's not helping me, because I'm more stressed than I need to be, and I'm on alert, and I'm overcritical, and I'm angry. I'm very emotional in the environment that I'm in, and that doesn't bode well for me in terms of my level of stress and anxiety around managing or controlling a project, full stop. And it definitely doesn't help the emotional state of my team, because the team's then going to feel like they're on walking on eggshells all the time around me in case I happen to bite, jump, shout, whatever it is at them, and they'll feel left out, not included, and then they won't be motivated to work or won't be motivated to deliver at all. And so I'm not only doing myself a disservice by having this fear of failure, I'm also doing the team a disservice, which ultimately can't produce a successful project outcome. I mean, just it's not possible to do that. If everyone's working in isolated little holes and silos and there's no communication, especially cross-communication amongst teams or different team members who have dependencies on each other for delivery and output, then there is no way that my project can be successful. It can only be a failure, because there will be problems all the way along the line and issues that arise that won't be addressed properly because there's no visibility of them. They will be hidden by the team because they won't want me to know about it because of their fear of how I would react. I mean, it's just one big circular mess of emotional constriction that doesn't bode well for any team. So be mindful when you are stepping into a project or when you are in the midst of a project and you notice that your mind has already shifted to a fear-based place. Stop. Stop and bring yourself back to the present, because fear is all about thinking about the future, thinking about what might happen. Now, you can't know what might happen. You can help manage what might happen by including the team, making everyone part of what's going on, being visible, having that visibility around the issues, the risks, the problems that are there, and working with the team as a whole to solve anything that arises. Don't lock yourself in a siloed space. It's not valuable. Be open, be honest, be transparent in everything that you're doing, in where things are at, in what the team's doing, what issues are arising, what problems are arising, and work as that team. That is the best way to waylay and stop that fear from getting a hold of you, because you do have control with the team's support of what's going to happen and what your output is going to be. And so if you let the fear take over, only problems, only failure is going to happen. And if you bring yourself back to what can I control now, what I control now can control now is what I tell the team, how much information I give the team, how much I share with the team, and how much I involve the team in the problem solving, in the issue resolution, in the risk mitigation, and work with them to create that together everyone achieves more mentality. And then there's no need for your fear. There's no place for your fear. You won't have to have fear because you will know exactly what's happening and how you can control it and how the team as a whole can manage whatever outcome occurs within the project space, you know, the project plan, project output space. And so stop and don't let fear take over you or your project team. Be mindful. Be open, be clear, be transparent, and work as a team. It's the best way to get the best outcome for you and the people that you're working for. Okay, remember to like, share, and provide a review. And I hope you're enjoying these episodes. Let me know if there's anything that you want to hear more about. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, Karen M. Cherrett. And I will talk to you soon for another episode of Project Management Insights. Thank you for listening to this Project Management Insights podcast. Be sure to visit projectmanagementinsight.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter or to receive updates on upcoming training.